Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 71 for Wednesday, September the 21st. I'm Dave Sims. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were weaker Wednesday morning in sympathy with the U.S. soy complex. Canola was anywhere from $2 to $3 lower, with the November contract checking in at $467.30 a ton. That's down $2.40. Losses in European rapeseed futures were bearish for the market. Harvest pressure and uncertainty over exports to China also weighed on canola. Canadian canola supplies are expected to be fairly large following yesterday's report by Statistics Canada. However, wet weather across Western Canada limited the losses. The bias has shifted to the upside, and any major losses today are likely to be seen as bargains. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were 7 to 8 cents lower. The most active November contract was at $9.80 a bushel. The market pushed lower due to the advancing U.S. harvest and some profit-taking. Uncertainty about the size of the upcoming harvest also prompted some traders to take their money now. At the same time, everyone knows this year's harvest has the potential to drive prices even lower. On September 30th, the USDA will release its quarterly stocks report, and investors are already preparing for that. Corn was 1 to 2 cents lower, with the December contract sitting at $3.38 a bushel. The market chopped around somewhat this morning, with profit taking a feature, and commercials were outselling. There is speculation the next wave of yield reports for the U.S. crop may not be as high as initially forecast. Ukrainian corn is showing yields of 4.5 tons an acre. That's better than Ukraine's average last year, which was 4.4 tons an acre. To Chicago wheat now, and the market was 1 to 2 cents lower, with the December contract sitting at $4.07 a bushel. Wheat fell in sympathy with corn and soybeans. At the same time, the market is locked into a sideways trading pattern. On the international front, Morocco bought 250,000 tons of hard red wheat from the U.S., and Egypt is starting to look at ways of reducing its requirements over imports of wheat that has ergot fungus. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, September 21st in Winnipeg. For Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.